God has raised up a very special man to oversee this ministry in the former Soviet Union. I'm very pleased to present to you Pasha Stolyarov, director of CFAR Russia.
Hello, I'm very glad to be here, and it's a big honor for me to speak to such a big team of friends, people who are really praying for us, people who are really taking care about what is going on in so far country. And you see that this moment requires big strategic response from us. This moment that we live in Russia requires from us some very principal things, some very principal projects that we really need to do. And I think the solution has two parts. It is like two keys, discipleship and discernment. I even would use two big Russian keys that I usually have in my pocket for my house, like discipleship and discernment. Let me explain to you. Today, we need believers in every part of Russia who are not just aware of apologetics, not just interested in apologetics, but who are trained in apologetics. Believers who are fully equipped to understand and answer the calls from the Bible, and who can teach other Christians in their churches to do the same, as it says in 2 Timothy chapter 2. You know, we carefully studied all of the options, all different ways we can train the maximum numbers of believers across Russia with maximum effectiveness. And in the end, we saw that the best way we have so far is the internet. For years, we have been working on developing our training course. And now, thanks to advanced distance learning software that we ourselves have developed, we can give accredited instructions on answering and evangelizing the calls to any Christians who wants it anywhere across 11 time zones in Russia, in former Soviet Union, and to all Russian-speaking world. This is a huge step forward for us, and it means that now distance is no barrier. And there is more to this first key. Our goal is to build a society, an apologetic brotherhood of Christians who are trained in defending the faith and who can train others to not only train them once, but to organize and sustain believers from different denominations who can work across Russia to defend the faith and respond to new challenges as they appear. We want to bring them together, nationally and regionally, to continue in training with some of the best apologists from the United States and other countries. And we hope that by God's grace, for the first time, we can build a national-wide team of believers who can stand for the gospel and win cultists to Christ, first in Russia, then Ukraine, and then the former Soviet Union. The second key is discernment. Today in Russia, there is a great confusion about what is and what is not a cult. Russian Orthodox leaders, the politicians, the government officials, the mass media, they constantly accuse the evangelical Protestant churches of being cults. And they lump them together with the groups that fight the gospel and hurt people. The way to change this is to create a powerful new resource in the internet, a website designed specifically to give information to the people so they will be able to discern, to distinguish true churches from false churches. It will be presented in a way that anyone can understand. It will give fair, balanced, accurate information about Christian denominations. It will give fair, balanced, accurate information even about cults. It will provide people with definitions and guidelines for knowing how to identify what is and is not a cult. Nothing like this exists today in Russia. And it needs to be done right away, because the church is under attack. Our freedom is threatened. And the best weapon of all is the truth. God has blessed our ministry with a unique position of authority and credibility. We must use it now in strategic new ways that will change the tide of the battle in front of us. Discipleship and discernment. This is two keys for equipping the Russian resistance, for giving the body of Christ in Russia what it needs for the battle. This is what we are asking you to pray for. This is what we are asking you to partner with. Our team is committed. We are ready. We are ready to do all that God call us to do. But we have only 3 people in our full-time workers. We hope that with your help, God will raise up men and women in Russia to be with us and to accomplish this task. And in the end, I want to say some thanks. One of this is not written here, but I want to say specifically to Paul Cardon and to his team, to his family, to his beloved co-workers who made this possible to speak me to you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for standing for Christ with us. Thank you to partnership with us. Thank you for standing with us in any way you can in this time of decision, this time of need. Thank you very much.